The New Spins Library. Hey Montreal, it's a great day out there. Welcome to the New Spins Library on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a full show for you today with one pre-recorded interview in the first hour and a shorty popping up in the second hour. The first interview is with Nadine Altunji. It's time for Nadine Altunji to launch her EP, The Stories That Tie Us to Trees. This delicious collection in two volumes is full of issues and surprises, stories that bring us from colonialism to the present day. Next, we'll listen to a lot of music for fun. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings Weather, and after some more music, we'll pop up a shorty with Aaron Wilder. Aaron is a young, up-and-coming singer-songwriter from Victoria, BC, known for his honesty and calming jams. He grew up in the Cayman Islands and, together with his family, weathered Hurricane Ivan until eventually moving to Canada. Aaron's music is all about finding the good in a rough situation. Next, we'll visit the podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, where this week's question is, why is sugar addictive? After some more music, we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
Thank you. time for my independent woman getting dope. Time for my independent woman getting dope.
What's up, everyone? I'm Solo, an independent artist from Toronto, and you are listening to the New Spins Library on CKUT.
It's time for Nadine Altunji to launch her EP, The Stories That Tie Us to Trees. This delicious collection in two volumes is full of issues and surprises, stories that bring us from colonialism to the present day. With us today, we have Nadine Altunji. Hi, Nadine, and welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be involved in music.
My name, okay, so you introduced me, it's Nadine Altunji. When I was young, I started playing piano at the age of 5. By the age of 13, I decided I wanted to learn the guitar, so I got into classical guitar, but I was playing things like Nirvana and Metallica on my classical guitar, and realized that I really, really was into guitar, but more, I wanted to play with people. I went on to study classical guitar at Vanier College, and eventually switched to jazz, and then went to university at Concordia in jazz as well. But I would say when I really, really discovered my passion for different styles of music was after university. Jazz was amazing because it was a great base. But then I got into R&B and funk and blues and soul and played with different bands. And eventually decided to connect more with my roots, dig a bit more into Arabic music because that's the culture of my parents. And try to find a way to mix it with everything that I came across, even folk music, and started adding little elements of Arabic music on my first EP, for example. And then most recently, instead of hiring an oud player, I decided to learn the instrument myself. So in the past 4 or 5 years, I learned how to play it and incorporated it in my on my album. So that's a little bit of my background.
Who are your bandmates and what does everyone play or do?
Okay. Well, at the moment for the upcoming show, sometimes I play with different musicians, but on the album, I had Mark Allen Haynes, which is a fantastic bass player and also a producer. He co-produced the album with me. And he played with artists like Janet Jackson, Soul of Blackness, and many, many great artists. So to have his eyes and his vision was amazing, because he has a way of approaching music that's very, very interesting. So I would come up with like traditional concept, like traditional folk songs or like Peruvian songs, because it was based on my travels. The album was based on my travels in Ecuador and Peru. So we would take something like a lando or a tondero, and then we'd flip around and put an R&B swing to it. So that's it. That's for Mark. And then Peru, I had Pedro Diaz, which is a Peruvian singer-songwriter that lives in Montreal, but it's from Peru. Great. He helped me co-write many of the songs on the album. Then I have Dana El Masri and Nadia Bachalani, which are two singers from Montreal, but are of Arabic descent, Egyptian as well as Lebanese. They're featured on some of the songs on the EP. And then we have, who am I missing? Joseph Kuri, which is an amazing percussionist who knows Peruvian percussion and Arabic percussion. That's why I chose him. So that's the core of on the EP. That's the core band.
Your latest EP is Stories That Tie Us to Trees. Which issues are you addressing in this album?
We have issues of feminism, where we talk about the violence against women. There's also a song that talks about identity, cultural identity. For example, me as an Arabic descent, I'm born in Canada and Quebec, so I've never felt Canadian or Quebecois, or even Arabic. I'm really a melting pot of all these cultures. So I wanted to talk about that. I reached out to singers and artists who are similar to me. So we touch on that. And as well, when I traveled in Peru and Ecuador, I met this poet called Marcia Castro Gamara, and she wrote three songs on the EP where we talked. One talks about the war, and I wanted to make a link with the war in Syria, but also the colonialism. Sometimes my English. And we talked about, for example, how the Spaniards colonized in Peru. But also, this story is all over the world, so it's not just in that country. That's why I decided to put the lyrics in Spanish. And then part of her poem, I changed in Arabic and ended the song Nolo El Viden with that. Other topics we talk about, just remembering our ancestors. I think it's important. The song Ala Bali, which means on my mind, is kind of a tribute to our grandparents, but also to all the countries that were destroyed or just changed throughout time. And even though we're not born there and we didn't grow up there, it's kind of a little homage to it that touches on the big issues. Yeah.
You have put together a video for International Women's Day. What was the process you went through producing this video?
That's it. So it's Marcia Castro Gamara, the poet I met in Cusco. And it was during the protest, Ni Una Menos, that were happening all over the world, but especially in Latin America. And when I was visiting, she told me how one of the women at the protest was killed by her husband, and it really touched me. And she was shook by it, you know. And she herself was a victim of violence. So I said, let's do something. Let's write a poem. Like, let's address this issue. A year later, when I was back in Montreal, I thought, why not go further and reach out to the activist movement and get pictures from those protests? Mm-hmm. And then we even reached out to this activist in Africa. So we kind of made it universal and not just in one area. Yeah, it was fantastic. So if you get a chance, you can watch. If you subscribe to my channel, Nadine Altunji, you can have access to all the videos. Every single song on the EP has a story and has an amazing, amazing images from this filmmaker I worked with called Victorine Santé. I also worked with this filmmaker called Johan Carrasco, who is located in Cusco, and collaborated on the song Escarba en mi alma. So some of his images are in the video as well. So it's a whole journey. If you sit down and you watch 20 minutes, it will take you across the world. Yeah.
May we hear some of your music?
Sure, sure.
This is like Bintel Ballad on the New Spins Library. Can you talk about your upcoming shows?
Well, I have a show this Thursday at this cafe called Kawalis. It's a cafe bar. The owners are Lebanese. It should be nice. Then the bigger shows coming up, there's Pop Montreal on September 29th. So I will be at Jardin Gamelin. And it's going to be an hour and a half. So a chance to really cover the songs from the EP that just came out, but also from the second EP that will come out next year. So it's a good chance of really touching on all the music. And then the next show is, I have a showcase at Astral, at TD, the old Astral, which is the TD stage. And that's on October 6th, and it's part of Muse. So if you get a chance, come check it out. So for the moment, those are the three confirmed dates coming up.
May we hear some more of your music?
Absolutely.
This is Escarpa on Mi Alma on CKUT.
Rascando en la tierra, buscando en la tumba, dolor en el alma, miedo que acaba. Rascando en la tierra, buscando la lluvia, buscando origen que nadie se entere. Rascando en la tierra, buscando la lluvia, buscando un origen que nadie se entere. Han pasado mil años y no me conozco. El viento me ama, golpea desesperadamente. Me siento perdida, mil años perdida. Rascando en la tierra, llamando un hermano, lo vio no es todo, existe un pasado. Nuestro origen llama, verdadera esencia, aclama y aclama todos estos años. Nuestro origen llama, verdadera esencia, aclama y aclama todos estos años. Calles camufladas, sol resplandeciente, raíces que gritan, oídos ausentes. Escarpa mi alma, me siento perdida, mil años perdida.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music or event tickets, where should they go?
I have a Bandcamp. You can go on my website. I'm on every single platform, so Spotify, iTunes. Yeah, every single platform. But the best for us, for most musicians, is Bandcamp. If you buy directly from the artist, it's always a better option.
Thank you for your interview today.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Nadine Altunji speaking about her music. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
CKUT, where the new spins be. Liberate, we probably the true meaning of libraries. The world out some station for the community that news, arts, and culture shape our intellectuality. Releasing these new spins, sharing these bright grins. Wednesday morning, 7 to 9 on 90.3 is where it's happening. Tune in, the tunes are in tune, and with some interviewing, the new spins library Wednesday, 7 a.m. is broadcast. The New Spins Library. The New Spins Library. The New Spins Library. The New Spins.
We are Jitensha.
And you're listening to The New Spins Library.
On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
MuTech Montreal, the most important festival for digital creativity and electronic music in North America, returns for its 23rd edition at Quartier de Spectacle. From Tuesday, August 23rd to Sunday, August 28th, vibe to the rhythm of more than 100 local and international artists such as Caterina Barbieri, Coro Novoa, Koreatown Acid, Luke Slater, Max Cooper, and Nicola Cruz. MuTech also has a program dedicated to professionals with its MuTech Forum and Market, which consists of 4 days of exchanges and events centered around digital creation. The complete program and tickets are now available at a preferential rate at montreal.mutech.org. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Dreams and schemes will be with me. Mama, don't cry, cause I don't wanna lose you. I'm tired of being the one that's weak too. For once I will be strong for you, I will. Mama, don't cry, cause I don't wanna lose you. I'll lose it all for you, I would lose it all for you, I would lose it all for you, I would. Mama was there to me when I cried. My friends were there to hold me and try.
I'm skipping town, heading out bound. Got your song. The galaxy, you're my shining star, and it's plain to see. You know, I'm never too far behind, and I'm always on time. So keep the motor running, baby, fire burning. Sometimes you need to take a leap of faith, and sooner or later, you'll be jumping for joy. Wait for me, baby, I'm on my way. they say, but we got our thing, and it's one of a kind. Yeah, it's state of the art.
Confident, and I don't always see the consequence. My ego gets all, think I know it all, but you predict the fall just like you do every time. And you pull me from my vices that give me bad advice, and I know that, yes I know that, that you deserve much better. I keep trying to get there, but I stumble. Yeah, I stumble. And you say, sometimes you're just a stranger in disguise I don't recognize. But baby, when I know I can keep loving you with my eyes closed, I will. Sometimes I think that the only thing more stubborn than me is your loyalty. And you always know the right punch to throw to make a man of me. So look me in the eyes, get me down to size, make me realize that I take your love for granted and live on second chances. You know that, but you know that, that I'll be running like a bandit, won't leave you empty-handed, back to you every time. And you say, sometimes you're just a stranger in disguise I don't recognize. But baby, well I know I can keep loving you with my eyes closed. I wear your heart. Well, I know I can't keep loving you with my eyes closed. I wear your heart like an accessory.
Si je pars